coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca.
And now, search for tomorrow.
The soap opera that has been the Belleville racetrack continues, but this time, maybe, just maybe, things are moving forward. The latest on the more positive developments from His Worship, the mayor of Belleville, Neil Ellis, joining me on the other end of my line. Your Worship, welcome to Trot Radio.
How are you today?
Well, we're good. The question is, how are you doing? I mean, for the nth time, and I don't know how many years, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, you got to be asking yourself, what the hell is going on?
Well, you're allowed to say that. I can say hack only, I think. But, no, it's like the never-ending story of Groundhog Day here in Belleville. But, you know, when you look at the whole project, you get good news, and it seems to move, and then it just stalls, and then you seem to get a little bit of better news, and then it stalls again. So, you know, I think that overall, we are a host municipality, and if it was in full control of the municipality, I can guarantee it would be here. But having said that, you know, where it's moved, I guess last summer was the license from the racing Horse Racing Association was granted to the new company, and they went back to OLG to do some planning. And since then, I guess we've seen that Baymont's bought a gold mine, and McAllen is looking at taking over the whole company, which I believe is a good thing, because McAllen seems to have financial backing. It's just a matter of the question of, is it going to delay the process with the OLG?
Well, I would think it would, because the OLG has stated on record that any new partner will start the due diligence process all over again.
Well, there seems to be a mixed message there from one group in the OLG and the other group in the OLG. Now, they knew McAllen was a partner in general to begin with. So having said that, that's the message we're trying to figure out here. And as I say that, I've had some calls into OLG, and we're trying to discuss that, but they really are quite unsure because of the information they've gotten from Baymont. That's going back a couple weeks ago.
Has Baymont told you anything? Have they divulged anything new to you?
Not really. It's McAllen, the new partner that that I've been dealing with here. Baymont has been in the background. McAllen has driven it this far, and I mean, it's been a project that I think, you know, it's safe to say OLG's even said that, and ORC, that the race license was announced, I believe, last June. So that's the first, and I guess, you know, in the sense of I have to be optimistic sitting in my chair, I guess, as opposed to because, you know, they're developers and they're corporate partners if they ever get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing the license being granted and them signing off on, you know, the size of the track, the size of the grandstand, and that whole viewing aspect was good news last summer. Now OLG being the other partner, really won't say, you know, what the big issues are. I would think that everybody would think it would be financial. It seems that McAllen does have the money to put it through, and it's more so moving through the red tape. We had a provincial election, as we all know, in October, and you know, I thought some of that was slowing it down till then, but you know, that's been over with and the government's back in, so we're hoping on this end. I would say that there's definitely lots of partners in the area that could move it along cash-wise, so I don't think it's that issue. It's a matter of hopefully the due diligence doesn't have to be done with this partner again, and we can land it here.
It sounds like, as you said, McAllen seems to be on a far more solid financial footing, because they're the ones that even lent the money or provided the money to Baymont in the first place. Yeah. I never got the sense that Baymont was, you know, going in with both guns loaded.
No, and that's... you know, I think they had good intentions. You know, I've been here 5 years, and they were here before I was. And I think a lot of people have to realize this was a deal signed with the Agricultural Society, or Fair Board type thing, and it's they own the race licenses, and basically brought Baymont as a partner. I believe actually it was somebody else before Baymont, and then they sold it to Baymont, but was improved by the Fair Board. So, you know, they've been working with them. I think it's, you know, if they do a change of partner, it has to be the Fair Board. It's not a city issue.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, I think McAllen has satisfied them to a certain amount of, you know, information of saying, you know, here's the race license signed off. We're at OLG. You know, there's a list of things we have to do, and they've, you know, knocked those, a lot of things off the list, or the majority of them. And,
so, pardon me for interrupting. Yeah. McAllen has a license now?
McAllen under Baymont, which is partner of Baymont.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, that's encouraging. Local MP Todd Smith was going to go to Finance Minister Dwight Duncan. What could the Finance Minister possibly shed on the situation?
Well, I think that, as you're well aware, OLG is loaning the Baymont, or the Belleville Racetrack and Development, I believe is the name of the corporation that they have this under, a certain amount of money to build the building that is going to be the main building for the slots.
Mm.
So that money is on the books of the Treasury, and it was still there at the election time, so it's showing on their books as a liability, but has been put aside for this project. You know, having said that, that's good news that the provincial government hasn't yanked that, and that would be under the financial
mm-hmm.
end of it. And I know as of October that money wasn't yanked, and it was still sitting in a pot for them to draw on if they could get the project landed.
Good news. What has Duncan told Mr. Smith, or have you spoken?
I don't think he's
Smith?
Answered him. I think in the sense they have, the way the MP explained it, Mr. Smith explained it to me, or MPP, you have to basically write a form or a letter to the finance minister. They have 21 days to answer you, and that's 21 days that the House sits.
Hmm.
So whether it's a quick answer, and I believe between now and that, the House... they have to about June to answer. Government
yes.
moves slow, man.
Does it ever?
Yeah.
Well, you know, without trying to put on rose-colored glasses, it would appear that, A, the inclusion of McAllen as now what would seem to be the sole partner is a step forward.
It is, and I would think, you know, if you I get hammered when I say stuff, and I have to let the people know that, you know, we are... a host municipality, we don't have anything to do with it. We have mm-hmm. to try to work with the partners that are provided. The Ag Society has provided Baymont through, which is McAllen. McAllen has been 100% with us, the city, and you know, they've been able to move it to this far in a year, which you know, to get the race license and to be at OLG. I think that you're hopefully going to see something happen in the spring. If you don't, then I would think you'll see a lot of lawsuits, is my guess.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope this thing finally gets off the ground. I think it's good, without, you know, being too personal, that Baymont has decided to buy a gold mine. It's been a sort of end of the rainbow proposition with them from day one, and they haven't been that much of a partner in terms of being forthcoming with the media. So, you know, I think this is a good turn.
Yeah, and I, you know, we're hoping, and again, you know, everybody switches towards the slots, but the horse racing experience, and, you know, having a daughter into horses myself, and actually did the trot program, the
yes.
harness racing, a long time ago.
I recall.
It was good, and, you know, racing will bring a lot of tourists to the region, and I think a lot of people forget that aspect, and, you know, mm-hmm. part of our heritage.
It certainly is. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
All right, I know the folks in Belleville are probably rolling their eyes, saying same song, same dance. Look, take it for what it's worth. Take it with a grain of salt, a boulder, if you want to, of salt. But it really does seem that at least there's a partner who might be a bit more serious. I know we've been down this road before, but maybe this time, and I'm not trying to be Alice in Wonderland, but maybe we will find the yellow brick road. Was that a mixed metaphor? I guess so. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.